Merci, Reza Jim. Does anyone else have a sharing or an input? For that was Hoda that had the original question, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to share that. I mean, all of these practices start out as practices or meditations, as Satyam has called them, but you know, slowly and surely they become, and they're meant to be, you know, a state of being as in the art of living. So I'm not sure if Hoda's question was when she's sitting down and she's meditating and she doesn't want to come out, but she comes out, or if she means like on a day-to-day, you know, like she's at work and she's in that state and she comes out. وقتی که نشستین مدیتیت میکنین. حتما برای همه فرق میکنه، یعنی ولی واسه من وقتی که خب معمولا به یه افکاری چیزی نگاه کنم در میام تو اون لحظه، میدونی، ولی اون همه مدیتیشن is all to experience silence. یعنی that's what it's meant to be, to experience silence. And you know, it's not meant to go on and on and on and on and on. Satyam has said that many times. یعنی اون به درد نمیخوره که مثلا بتونه آدم ساعتها توی سکوت بشینه و یعنی بالاخره آدم در میاد و تو این زندگی هستیم، باید در توی روز استفاده بکنیم. یعنی از همه مهمتر همینه، اشکالی نداره. آها
بیشتر ما باید هماهنگی پیدا کنیم با اینکه ببینیم اون چی میخواد.
نمیدونم حالا اصلا نقل قول درستی میکنم یا نه، ولی همچین چیزی یادم اومد.
خیلی عالی بود، مرسی.
Don't worry so much about what happens when you're meditating. When you are meditating, you may want something, and you may want to experience something, but the inner may want you to experience something else, or the inner may want to express something else. So we have to stay open to what the inner wants to express. And Tanya was saying, so it's more of the harmony to see what the inner is saying at that time and what it wants to express, instead of, oh, I feel this way, or I feel that way, or I don't feel this way, I don't feel that way as I should when I'm meditating.